Welcome back to another episode of Little Bit Yanurma of the Wings Podcast. Yay! We are back. And here goes my song. All right, here we go. I'm gonna do it. All right, I talked about this in my book. I've been wanting to talk about it. And here we are, ready to talk about it. Yay! Yay! Dun dun! We're back! A little bit younger, back. Dun! Dun dun! Dun dun! Dun, dun. I'll be working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and a happiness that dies. I let it away every day. You were so in love with me. I play around like I was free, but I could have my cake and eat it too. How I cried over losing you. Down and out, I am about to go living my life without you. Every day I made you cry. Till the day I die, I'll be working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, a happiness that died. Every day, to love to make you cry. What? But I had been a man in reality. They didn't love me. I'm a night so long and lonely, and I ain't too proud, and I guess it's your soul. Girl, you're too proud, you won't give in. All I could win, I'll be working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Working my way back to you, babe, and a happiness that died. Yay, let's work our way back. Yay, stay tuned for more Little Bit Yanurma of the Wings Podcast. Yay!
My hope is Colorado. I just gotta get back home. Oh, I'm really sorry for acting that way. I'm really sorry. Ooh, little girl, I'm really sorry for acting your life long. Oh, please forgive me, girl. Come on. Forgive me, girl, hey. Forgive me, girl. I want you over and over and over and over again. I'll be working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Working my way back to you, babe, and a happiness that died. Yay! Stay tuned for more. Woo! A little bit of your mouth on the Wings Podcast. Yeah! Woo! 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 Do, do, do. It's been hit or miss with the audio, so we just gonna let it flow and bring up our segment. And it's the moment you've all been waiting for. All right, hold on. Let me just do it over. All right, you guys, are you ready for your treat? Just a little bit. All right, so we're going to bring up my hubby. And what's really great is we've been having an awesome football season. And I'm really thankful for everything that the Seahawks brought to my life and vice versa. And I always represent my team. I'm diehard all the way. And people love that about me and respect that about me because it's blue and green all day and green and blue. Yes, that's me. I stay true. And it's 2024 and I'm ready to explore. I was really, really sad that Pete Carroll, Coach Pete Carroll, is no longer going to be the head coach. So he's officially out I didn't expect that, you know? None of us did. And I'm still coping in terms of it's going to be different to see, you know, to not see him and see him chew gum, you know, on the sideline. Like, that to me is like, it's a loss for our community. But at the same time, we're always going to love him. And it was nice to see that the team, old and new, came out to support. That really showed how much they love him. We're on a good foot. And I'm going to bring up the LTR recap. So, ladies and gentlemen, the LTR recap.
All right, everybody. We're here. And we did it. 49ers, we made it. We did it. We played the Packers. It was a much harder game than anyone anticipated for the 49ers. We were coming off our bye week, and basically a lot of those players had about 3 weeks off at that point, realistically. But sometimes that could hurt you. We're a veteran team, but yeah, we got off to a slow start. The defense gave up a few too many red zone possessions. We stopped them in the red zone for the most part, most of the time. But just the fact that they got there so many times and we held them to field goals. Luckily, their kicker missed a field goal too, which shows the importance of the kicking thing that we've talked about before. But it was a fun game, hard game to watch. You know, my wife is a trooper. She had to hang in there with me while I was going nuts at times and giving up and thinking the season's over. I mean, it was just it's a hard thing, especially in playoff time. So it was rough, but got through it. And actually, for the 49ers, it kind of did. As far as defense, the offense, Brock didn't make any mistakes. But you could tell that rain, you know, the rain was kind of bothering the way he was throwing and stuff. But conditions aside, I mean, that's part of football. Just, I think, rhythm and timing and everything. And the offense, I mean, they got going at times. It was consistent rhythm. That was the hard thing for them to figure out. Still played really well, though. I mean, ultimately, like, that was kind of a really bad game we played. But still, everyone played really well. Brock didn't turn the ball over. Didn't throw any interceptions. Special teams gave up a really big run. That was an issue right there, just because those are the kind of things you just can't do, especially when you take the lead. It's just, and it was literally the play after. So, but giving up, you know, a 56-yard chunk play on a punt return is not a good thing. They scored right after that. This is where, yeah, the defense, they could get pressures, but they couldn't get sacks. So definitely a lot to work on, but it was a perfect game. You know, Brock came downfield and he had a game-winning drive. That's the whole point. Like, he when you needed him to be great, he did it. He hit some receivers that were open. McCaffrey ran it in for that finish, but no matter what, they had another chance. They still had a chance to win that game at the end. There was time left. It was 24-21. Packers got the ball back, and as bad as the defense played, you know, Jordan Love, he threw a really bad pass across his body. And Dre Greenlaw basically made the savior play to just pick it off and call it a game right there. So it was wonderful to end the game on that note, too. Love to end it on an interception and have them have no chance to come back. So kudos to the Packers, though. That was a great season for them, and they fought hard. I got no complaints, but I mean, we won. We pulled it off. It's the NFC Championships now. That's where we're going. And this is the third year in a row. You know, the first day, the 1 year with Jimmy when we made it, the Rams broke our hearts. We should have won that game. That is what it is. Still the best halftime show, you know, probably. I don't know if it's the best halftime show of all time. I can't say that, but it was one of the best, Eminem and all them. But now me and Eminem are going to be at odds for this one, because it is the Lions versus the Niners in the NFC Championship game. I still don't know what the point spread is exactly on that one. I heard that we opened up as decent favorites, which I think we should be. You know, the Lions, they got their win. If Baker Mayfield hadn't done an interception, that game could have gone different. It was a fun game. I think the Lions have a great story. It's going to be a fun game, but this is our year. Niners, this is our year. So I know their story is great, their Cinderella story and all that, but that's where it comes to an end. NFC Championship game next this Sunday. I can't wait for it. Yeah, all the criticism. Brock got a lot of criticism after this game for playing poorly when it's like, okay, yeah, but Jordan Love also had two turnovers through two interceptions. And yet we're talking about the Packers, you know, being so great because they gave us a run for the money where it's like, okay, Brock didn't make any mistakes. You know, this is a... So it's one of these two. No matter what, they're still proving ground. I like it. I like when there's still talk. A lot of people are picking the Lions to beat us. I like that too. I really do. And I can't wait to talk about the game once it does happen. But I'll get some more point spreads on that. We know who... And one of the cool things for sure this year when we make it to the Super Bowl. And I say when we make it because we are. No matter what, it's going to be a Super Bowl rematch. And it's going to be a Super Bowl rematch. Because the Chiefs won in the AFC. So it's Chiefs-Ravens. That's a big game. I don't really care who wins. I like a rematch with either team. Because either team, it's a redemption moment for Super Bowl. You know, the only good thing is Shanahan and Brock Purdy are part of this era. So if we do get the Chiefs in a rematch, it would be cool to see Shanahan, you know, get revenge, beat him in the Super Bowl and still have, you know, Andy Reid and Shanahan be the two coaches at the time because Andy Reid's a little long in the tooth. There was rumblings about him maybe retiring soon, but all that's yet to be seen. It's really fun time. And the season's about to be over. Crazy how quick it happens, but we got Super Bowl coming up and we're Super Bowl bound. We got the NFC and AFC championship games to get through this weekend. And as soon as I got point spreads, I'll do like some real predictions with over-unders and all that type of fun stuff. But yeah, then for the Super Bowl, we'll have some fun. We'll have fun little predictions. Me and my wife will delve into some of the other stuff, like what beer commercial they'll show first, maybe, or what song Usher performs first, stuff like that. Stuff that Vegas does the bets for too. So it's because it's just fun like that. But yeah, we'll see. Anyway, that's all yet to be seen. I appreciate you guys as always. I'm going to hand it back over to my wife and we will be talking again soon.
Awesome. All right, you guys, that was the LTR recap. Happy New Year. Stick around and stay tuned for more with Little Bit 24 Forevermore, the Dragon Baby. Yay! Stick around. Stay tuned for Little Bit Year Round, the Wings Podcast. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, bless you, Minnie! Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Every night is my birthday. They don't know, so it's okay. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Jazz it up. Jazz it up. Happy as can be. Falling into you, falling into me. So hiya. Calling me the queen. The queen. Cake and cream. Know your dreams away with me. Know your dreams away. So yummy. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday, baby. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Every night is my birthday. They don't know, so it's okay. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Jazz it up. Jazz it up. Feeling fire free. Crashing into me. So yummy.
He does this over here.
Are we talking about that picture in the bathroom?
Yeah. Look at that Joey compared to that Joey.
What?
That Joey's smiling.
Boston. How How could he be wearing that hat?
It's his own fault. He did it.
I'm just saying, like, because look, you don't have a problem with me standing over him. That's the only person I ever have in my life.
Still, he's not that Joey.
But it's like, why are you making me feel like Joey Joe Mack? You know, like, he was, I don't even know, like, how come none of us is taking down that picture? Like, it just sits there.
What do you mean?
It's just like, there's no business being there. It's just staring.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I don't know.
Weird to the point where I've looked at it long enough to be like, wearing a Cincinnati Reds hat.
No, he's supposed to be a Boston, Bostonian.
Boston Bruin. You wearing a Cincinnati Reds hat for?
I have to take a picture.
And I'm like, and your eyes look bloodshot. What the hell's wrong with him?
No. He's not that guy.
No, for real. It's like some 10 things I hate about you shit. I'd be like, I'm confiscating this. When they got the Cheetos, I'd be like, this too.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I've had that picture since I was a kid, you know?
So?
I'm just saying, I kept it.
Yeah, so either way.
Here we go with some ice cream. Love little bit in your mouth. Little bit of ice cream. I love ice cream. Yay! Go, Yenerma. Let's have some ice cream. Alright, here we go. Come a little closer because you're looking thirsty. I'ma make it better, sip it like a Slurpee. Snow cold chili, get it free like Willy. In the jeans like Billy, you be popping like a Willy. Even in the sun, you know I keep it icy. You can take a lick, but it's too cold to bite me. Burr, frozen, you're the one being chosen. Play the part like Moses, keep it fresh like roses. Looks so good, yeah, looks so sweet. Looking good enough to eat. POTUS with a kiss, so he called me ice cream. Catch me in the fridge right where the ice be. Looks so good, yeah, looks so sweet. Baby, you deserve a treat. Diamonds on my wrist, so he called me ice cream. You could double dip, cause I know you like me. Ice cream chillin', chillin', ice cream chillin'. Ice cream chillin', chillin', ice cream chillin'. I know that my heart could be so cold, but I'm sweet for you, come put me in a cold. You're the only touch, yeah, they get me melting. He's my favorite flavor, always gonna pick him. You're the cherry piece, just stay on top of me, so I can't see nobody else for me, no. Get it, flip it, scoop it, do it like that, oh yeah. Lock it, love it, lick it, do it like that, oh yeah. Looks so good, yeah, looks so sweet. Looking good enough to eat. Called us with a kiss, so he called me ice cream. Catch me in the fridge right where the ice be. Looks so good, yeah, looks so sweet. Baby, you deserve a treat. Diamonds on my wrist, so he called me ice cream. You can double dip, cause I know you like me. Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'. Ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream, chillin'. Ice cream chillin', ice cream chillin', chillin', ice cream chillin' like a villain, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Mitcha, Misha, do something to flip, la, for rah. No more Apollo, no more bitches. Keep it moving like my Lisa. Think you're fly boy, will ya Lisa? Mona Lisa, kinda Lisa. Needs an ice cream and a treat. Keep it moving like my Lisa. Think you're fly boy, will ya Lisa? Mona Lisa, kinda Lisa. Needs an ice cream and a treat. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ice on my wrist, yeah, you like it like this. Get the bag with the cream if you know what I mean. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, chillin'. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ice and you like it like this. Na-na-na-na-na. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream.
Wow.
Welcome back to another episode of Little Bit Yanirma of the Wings podcast. So we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of a game with some fun trivia questions. So let's get it going.
Yes. 90s trivia. All right. So some of these are going to be a little bit weird, though. Oh, here we go. What 1990s teen movie was retitled after a Britney Spears song?
Not a girl, not yet a woman.
Final answer?
Crossroads?
I don't know. I need one. I need something.
I don't know.
Got about 5 seconds.
Shoot. Crazy? I don't know.
Four.
You got three. Me. I don't know.
Drive me crazy.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. We'll give you that one.
Okay.
Because you said it right at the end.
I did.
All right. What was Drive Me Crazy's original title?
I don't know. I mean, it had like Sabrina in it.
Yeah.
From the Teenage Witch days. I don't remember.
Next to You.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, but the movie.
I would have never guessed that.
No, I wouldn't know either.
I wouldn't. You got
this
me
is
there.
Tough. Some of these are. That's a weird one.
I protest. It's like asking a 70s question for a 90s trivia. What the heck? You can't be doing that. Like, they got it all wrong. Like, they messed up this trivia game. That was supposed to be fun, not making me think about.
No, I know. I don't. Yeah. All right. So, next question. What was the first animated feature film to be nominated for a Best Picture Oscar?
Feature what?
For a Best Picture Oscar.
Oh.
Not animated film.
Oh.
Feature.
Toy Story? I don't know.
Animated. Gotta think before computer graphics.
It's
animated. It's cartoon.
Beauty and the Beast.
This is why the wife gets it right.
Is it Beauty and the Beast?
It's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
What's up?
Now you hear that? All I had to say was animated before computer graphics.
Like,
and she still got it.
I went to this.
That was awesome. That should get a double point. But
I went. No, because in Seattle.
Whitney Houston had a massive hit in 92 with a cover of Who's Hit?
Ooh. I got you. I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton.
And we have a winner. What's up? That is the correct answer. Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You. So.
Yep, I remember that. It was so.
Okay, that's.
And
that's,
you're my bodyguard.
Hey,
yeah.
And if you're. You know, Chris Griffin, that is your national anthem.
Ah! He goes, oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
And Brian is all like, as so proudly hail. But Chris.
And I will.
Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy. Appreciate you. That was a perfect little setup,
man.
Though.
I don't think anybody loves them as much as you do.
Probably not.
Nah, like you know that episode's like the back of my boot.
It's so funny though. Like come on.
You are just...
But he's belted
but
though.
Like,
he's like so into
it. I give it to you because like your attention to detail is like... Like I don't know. I just can't even...
Virgo side.
Yeah, something. Because I'm just like, how do you remember all that? Like I have good memory, but like...
All right.
I'm not even like my memory is just like
no,
a
you've
human.
Got a great memory.
Oh, thank you.
You just remember more than most people have to ever know.
All the way you remember is just by like you have to trust like the moment, you know?
Tell me.
Word. Thank you so much for tuning in to Little Bit Yanirma of the Wings podcast. We're so grateful for you guys, and we just want to say thank you for tuning in. And I am not available by phone until February, but I can be reached via email, and that email is as follows: Little Bit, L-I-L-B-I-T, Yenerma, Y-E-N as in Nerminator, E-R as in... My last name, my very last, and I, Rainbows, and then M as in Mom, and A as in Alas, for Dale Solas, Young Evangel, and Papa So yes, I talked about that in my book, but yeah, I really appreciate the love and support, and we're going to continue to keep this going and flowing, so stick around, I stay tuned for more. We'll drop another episode as an temperature drops, so we're gonna keep it going. So I can't wait to talk to y'all in a little bit. So stick around, stay tuned for more Little Bit Yenerma of the Wings podcast. Yeah.